Lord, I pray that these words of hope will bring peace to our heart dwellers, family, and to those who've lost loved ones. Today is October 17th, 2015. And I'm going to go straight into the message because it's a very comforting message. The Lord began, "Today I want to speak to those who have lost loved ones. Brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words." This is 1 Thessalonians 4. The Lord continued, "These words are some of the most precious promises I have written to you. Why, you ask? Simply because the sting of death is the most painful of all losses in the world. The most heartrending, that leaves a gigantic hole in the midst of your heart for the one you have lost. I am speaking these words to you now because some of you have recently lost loved ones. May I say, many, many of these are with me. It has not been given to you to understand the deep and far-reaching workings of salvation. Yes, you should take my words about salvation literally and be certain to do all you can in helping me bring them into my kingdom. But there is so much you do not know about the mercy in my heart. I see the soul from start to finish. I understand profoundly why they are bitter at the end of their lives. I see how they really feel about me. I watch them shiver in the cold, believing that I could never love them because of the vileness of their sins. I send my ambassadors to convince them of my love. But what about those that do not get this chance? You see, I have spoken at length about that before, and I have told you, mercy finds a way to give souls that last opportunity. Much has been said about me that is untrue. Harshness, cruelty, and without compassion is the picture painted by some religious spirits under the guise of righteousness. Yet shall I forget my child? Rather, even if a mother forgets her child, I will never forget you. Can a woman forget her nursing child and have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, but I will not forget you. Behold, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands." Isaiah 49:15. "Is there even one on this earth that is not mine? No, I tell you, among men there is not one. Even if evil has devoured a soul from the inside out, and what remains is but a hideous shell, still, I will appeal to what is left. Many of you have seen your relatives in this state. Many, 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 eaten up with bitterness on the inside. They reject all attempts by others to be reconciled to me. Do you know, even then, I do not abandon them? Even then I have a plan. I have a way with souls that no one else could ever duplicate or even understand. I am telling you this because there are those among you who are grieving as though you will never see your loved ones again. I will tell you now, very, very few that you have prayed for have totally turned their backs on me in that hour. Is it not promised? Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household. It's Acts 16:31. Do you have any idea of how large a household was in that day? Easily 30 to 45 people, servants, farm laborers, children, grandchildren, cousins, aunts, and uncles. And I did not speak this prophecy to them alone. These words have been handed down so that you who believe in their words would reap the same benefits. I do not ask on behalf of these alone, but for those also who believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, even as you, Father, are in me and I in you. That's John 17:20. Soon many of you will be reunited with your loved ones. You will spend your days together exploring the riches of heaven, recalling the good times on earth, and following the call to worship that rings throughout heaven. These will be glorious times of reward when tears are wiped away and all things are reconciled to me. Your animals will run to greet you. You will understand their thoughts and be intimate friends with them as never imagined on earth. There will be no barriers in communication. Relatives that grated against you, that you always came to blows with, will be soft, docile, and totally empathic with you, and you with them. Do you know how marvelous this will be? Oh, it is beyond reckoning. On earth you feel resistance from one another, but in heaven nothing but love, acceptance, and understanding. On earth you were stretched in your relationships. So much went unrecognized, misunderstood, resulting in alienation. All those wounds will be instantly healed because the atmosphere in heaven is permeated with love and wonder. All will be overwhelmed at the joy they experience, and not one demon will be present to foment trouble and misunderstanding. What I am saying to you, my dear people, is that the greatest loss you've ever suffered on this earth will be totally 180 degrees reversed and accompanied with joy unspeakable, never to be taken away from you again. This is my promise. You have much to look forward to, and soon, I might add. Please grieve if you must. But understand your mourning will be turned to rejoicing, and you will sorrow no more. You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have loosed my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, that my soul may sing praise to you and not be silent, O Lord my God. I will give thanks to you forever. That's Psalm 30:11. Go now in peace and comfort one another with these words. Darkness may endure for the night, but joy comes to you in the morning. And that's the end of his message.